Listen, let's take some time and go to the future. Let's travel clear, well, maybe 10 years away, 7 years away. I'm not sure how long, but Revelation 16 reveals an incredible, globally classed, well, a ritual that will involve the entire globe. I don't know if you ever studied it or not, but it is about the release of demonic presence that will affect political leaders, military leaders, and will guide globalist leaders, will guide the rest of the world and bring them to the field, what the scriptures call the Armageddon. Let me say right now that a key to all of the understanding of satanic rituals, ritual powers, without powers, there's just simply no movement. There's no movement to the leading and direction and evolution of the satanic agenda. So as you're listening tonight, listen as we talk about that which fuels the power of globalism, that which fuels the powers, that are infecting the government, infecting the military, infecting, nations. It's no longer just small little rituals here and there, but it's big and broad. The numbers are staggering. And I'm going to share with you tonight five factors dealing with dark rituals, dark powers. Human sacrifice, when, where, and why. How you doing tonight? This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. And we are glad to have you here taking a look at the ShatterTheDarkness.net website, and you'll see that there are four specific titles, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and Friday night. There's also then the topic for the week. And I want you to really get into this topic for the week, because for those who are believers in Christ, it involves the reasons why there's counterfeit signs, wonders, and miracles. The reasons why there's vast growth in Satanism and that feeling of darkness and ominous presence in the world. The destabilization. The movement towards, and it's almost, you can feel an unstoppable movement towards the globalism that so many of you know that we should not get into. Tonight, we're talking about dark rituals, dark powers, when, where, and why of human sacrifice. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. And so we're sharing tonight with you. And by the way, if you want to, you can email us at ShatterXmail@SBCGlobal.net. We had a little difficulties tonight getting on. And I just sometimes wonder why, whether it's just mechanical. Sometimes you can feel even the battle that comes. Tonight, as you're listening, maybe thousands and thousands of believers in Christ, but also those who are very familiar with the dark side, those who are interested in what we're going to say about dark rituals and dark powers. And so, as we get into the body of the message tonight, it will deal with five aspects, and we're going to bring some exposure and some insight to some of the underneath-the-carpet stuff we have seen over the years. What we're seeing now in the ramping up, not just of the dark powers, you can feel that, you can sense that, yes, we know, but because there's a ramping up of ritual practice, the summoning of demonic powers, and then the sending. Matter of fact, we're going to talk about five elements really quick here. Five elements concerning the summoning of demonic powers. Before we do, let's get to some of the welcomes and the news and the updates that we want to tell you about. Listen, if you're brand new tonight, I want you to know that you can email us at ShatterXmail@SBCGlobal.net. And if you're listening tonight, why don't you let me know how the volume, the sound is? We are trying to work out what it is that's keeping us from a real clarity in our sound issues. So we've got new equipment, but we're adjusting everything, and we appreciate your patience. Right now, we want to, here we go. I've already put up on the Shadow of the Darkness site. We put in the newsletter also, and we mentioned this last night just before the interview with Patrick Huron. Spanish Priest talks about, well, rituals, satanic rituals, and influence inside the Vatican. And there may be Catholics listening tonight. There may be those, and we've had those individuals in some of the messages we've done, the Black Nobility dealing with satanic rituals in the Vatican. We've had them download messages, archive messages, right there two buildings down from the Vatican, right in Vatican City. So we're interested in even what Catholics out there know about, because we're going to bring some specific exposure of the infiltration of the Catholic Church, the reasons why there is widespread and vast sexual abuse that has behind it ritual satanic abuse. We're going to talk tonight about the hidden places and why and where, infiltration. All of this is kind of an introduction to a brand new series we're doing. Now, I want you to know, listen, the series that we're doing right now, it is probably the most important series we've ever done. On the ShatterTheDarkness.net website, there's it's called Dark Rituals, Dark Powers, How to Detect Satanic Ritual Warfare and the Placed Infiltration. Now, we've got an introduction, session one, session two, already done, and then weekly, we'll be putting up more. We've already seen interaction by those who are really interested in what's going on. We're finding that believers in Christ are finding that they're now discerning and realizing that satanic ritual warfare has been done against their pastor, against their church, not only from the outside, but from individuals sent and have been on the inside. The key to all satanic issues concerning rituals and powers, listen, there is no advancement in the cause of Christ without the power of the Spirit of God. There's no ability for believers to be powerful in mission and do the will of God without the power of the Spirit of God. There's power in the Word of God, power in the witnessing and being clothed with the Holy Spirit. There's power in our midst of our worship, power in signs, wonders, and healings and the gifts of the Spirit of God. There's clearly a power from the Spirit of God that advances the cause of Christ. Take a read, if you get a chance, of Acts chapter 4, as the believers were told to shut up, be quiet, don't speak the gospel, but instead they sought God, they prayed with power and passion. God then clothed or filled them again with the Spirit of God and a power, and even physically shook the building from the immaterial side, from the side that cannot be detected by human hand, human instrument, comes the power of God on us. Listen, I feel the power of God in the midst of these radio broadcasts. I feel the power of God in the midst of witnessing and worship and prayer and out on the streets, even in deliverance sessions. The power of God is how we are saved and how we live our lives. Believers in Christ, if you read 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, His divine power, the dunamis of God, dwells in you. And that power is all that you need to live for Christ and be devoted to God. So you need to maybe study some of the aspects of the power of God, experiencing the power of God in your life. But as believers like you may know, may have experienced and felt the presence and power of God, and you have been overwhelmed, you have been compelled to share and to do the will of God. And that, my dear brother and sister in Christ, is awesome. That is what it's all about. Now, as we take time right now to look at dark rituals and dark powers, please understand that there is no advancement in the cause of, well, the satanic cause. No ability to bring in counterfeit signs, wonders, and miracles. No ability to bring in the great anarchy that will help produce and bring to the public the rise of the Antichrist. There is no development of the Antichrist without sheer satanic power, demonic power. Now, if you've already taken a look at Revelation 16, I urge every single believer to look into the future, biblical, revealed, prophetic events. God has given us a glimpse of something that has not yet occurred, but will. A ritual that will affect the entire globe, a planetary spiritual wave, a sense of energy or release or dunamis or power that is going to be directed at politicians and military men and women for one reason: to seduce, deceive, influence, and with sheer satanic force, draw them onto the field of Armageddon. Let me say it clearly to all those who know your Bible. There is no Armageddon without the ritual release of targeted, sent demonic power. And I'm going to tell you today that all of what you're seeing, even the suppression and weakness of the church, the dismantling of political systems and the weakening of the economic and everything else because of the ramping up of the manifestation of dark powers, that includes an untold number of rituals that may even be done today. That's what we're going to get into in the body of the message. I know we're 13 minutes into it right now, but let me give you some news. We mentioned about the Spanish priest. If you go to the shatterthedarkness.net website, up on the right-hand corner, there is the March newsletter. We've already sent some of them out. Maybe you've gotten yours. But if not, just go there and click. And there is on that newsletter about 9 other related stories of satanic rituals, of absolutely horrific rituals where law enforcement and the individuals that did the rituals had been caught. South America, South Africa, Italy, Europe, literally all over the world, even in Russia, they've been finding a ton of issues there. But there was one story that I mentioned in the series that we're doing that I'm going to mention just quickly here. And this is in Argentina. And I look at the picture of a mother holding up a picture of her 12-year-old boy. When I see the 12-year-old boy and another little child standing there, it's astounding to know that a satanic cult leader sacrificed this boy, claiming to the courts that the boy wanted to be sacrificed and sell his soul to the devil. Now listen to these words, and I quote off the article, according to the investigation, the boy was raped, decapitated, and dismembered in an Afro-Brazilian ritual. I continue the quote. The witness to the crime said the method of killing caused the boy immense pain and was a source of excitement for the killers. Continuing the quote, at that moment, everyone was screaming and crying. Afterwards, they all joined their hands, bloodied by the boy, the victim. Before the boy died, 2 of the cult members performed a satanic dance, and another member, who still remains at large, proceeded to decapitate the boy. I continue the quote. The boy's head was placed on top of a black host, the witness said. Authorities say the boy's description matches those found in a black magic manual obtained from the suspects. We've gotten books of shadows and confiscated them over the years. Details of human sacrifice and ritual sacrifice and blood sacrifice are in many ritual books. The Book of Shadows, the Books of the Covens, the things that have been marked down. There are ancient ritual books, not with leather binding, but bound in dried, prepared skin. Animal skin and human skin. It's an amazing thing to look at all of this. That's why we're going to ramp up our information and what can be done. What you're going to hear tonight, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and Friday night, and what you're going to see if you do get the series, it's absolutely free, Dark Rituals, Dark Powers on our website. If you begin to listen there, you may begin to realize the things that have been done, the things that you have suspected. On the other side of this issue is the command of the Word of God in Ephesians 5 to expose evil deeds of darkness. In compliance with the Spirit of God's directive, we shall bring deep exposure. I will give 5 of those points tonight. If you get a chance, I urge believers in Christ to listen through, be trained. Dark Rituals, Dark Powers have been going on in vast sums over the last 50 years, doubling, tripling, quadrupling over the last few decades. Unleashed, well, we're going to talk about rituals on the level of millions that have been done. We'll get to the factor in just a moment. Tonight, I want to say again, welcome to everybody listening and appreciate you taking the time. Thank you for all those that do pray for us and remember us. Please continue to pray for us, especially during this series. I want to say thank you tonight that as you're listening, and I appreciate the note that just came in too concerning those that are saying that it's off, that it's not going on tonight, for any reason that it's not going on tonight again. We had this trouble Friday. And some are saying that it's still streaming, but it's not on. I'm not sure what's going on, but we will take a listen to it ourselves and see. Always check with the archives if you get this later on, if something occurs to where we were not able to get this out. We will try ourselves to listen for a few moments before we get into the body of the message. Let me tell you about 3 of the conferences that are coming up. Conferences that will, absolutely be fantastic. March the 27th in Upper Michigan. We have information right now on the web, and it's all there. And take a listen if you get a chance, and we hope that you will be able to do that. We are also taking a look over here to our left, and we're seeing that right now that it's all there, and we are definitely on here on our side. There is no muting. There is nothing else going on. So as far as we know, we are live. And hopefully we are with you folks tonight right now. I'm looking and seeing right now. Anyway, we're going to just continue to adjust this and see what's happening and see if it's going to work now. We're going to try to listen again. If for any reason you're only getting half of this, check the archives out later and you can maybe listen in then. We will check this and what's been going on. Friday this occurred. Last night it occurred a little bit. And tonight it seems like some are saying that they're not hearing anything at all. So anyway, if you are hearing me tonight, please give us a note. They say that it's streaming, but we're not coming through. So we need to check what the issue is. We're going to check this in a little bit and see what's happening. So maybe this is going to do it too. I don't know. Let me ask right now if you're beginning to hear here, and we will see if anything is occurring. Let's take a few moments here. We're going to take a little bit of a break just to check to see if the sound is working tonight, and we might be having a little bit of difficulty, but either way, we'll have this up recorded on the archives if it's not coming through. So we will check that out and see what's happening, and we will see what's happening right now. We don't know. Let me try again to see if our volume is fine and whether or not it's coming through. Here, everything seems fine. We seem to be going along very fine here. Not sure if there's any problem with the phone number. The phone number is still committed, and we are still here. Well, let me just continue, because at least we can put this on the archives if you're not getting this right now. I'm going to mention the conferences in Michigan. Also, in we're going to mention the conference in St. Louis on April 9th and 10th, and also Nashville, the 23rd and the 24th. Take a look at that on the site, shatterthedarkness.net, along with all the other information. I want to say thank you to Eric that wrote in that he's been listening. He's a new listener to us, and so we're glad you're there. And we are still looking at what's going on with the show tonight. We're not, it says everybody's writing in saying that we are streaming, but that they're not hearing anything. And we want to see what we can do. We are on live here, and I don't want to spend any more time on this. So on the recorded session, this session you're listening to now, if it is not live, well, we just can only say, please get a hold of the... If this ever occurs and you don't get on, you might want to call the station, because on our end, we are... it's showing the time, 21 minutes and 43 seconds live. It shows that we're on live. So I have no idea concerning what's the issue with the stream. So if you take a few moments here and... check in. We are looking at computer speed. Everything else is doing really, really good. All right, here's the body of the message tonight. Dark rituals, dark powers. Let me mention five things quickly concerning the reason for rituals, and those who are Satanist and Luciferian out there, that will probably write, some of you will, those who are doing the recon. So listen, one of the issues in doing the rituals... Hey, despite all the so-called glee and dancing and all the stuff that occurs concerning the seriousness and the seeking of dark powers and the appeasing of what they would consider their master, Satan himself, Lucifer himself, there are five elements. Number one, to receive the powers. When dark powers are summoned, whether it's animal sacrifice, any other kind of ritual, light level rituals, or human blood rituals, human sacrifice, prolonged, by the way, would bring about some of the most, vast power. We mentioned last week about the Mayans and the thousands and thousands of sacrifices that would be done even at one time. And again, that brings you sheer doorway, vast doorway for dark powers. So the rituals are done to raise powers, satanic or demonic powers. Their presence, they have power to give, power to emanate. They are going to, well, number two, they want to summon them. Transfer the powers on satanic ritually abused victims, on others. So there's an involvement here of transfer, summon, and place into other individuals. There is a third element. There is to place, summon the powers, and place the demonic powers on objects. Also, to place the demonic powers on objects. Well, if they do that, then clearly they will use those objects to guard their ritual spots in their homes, place it under the ground around their houses or ritual sites. Sometimes it could be used for keeping, invisible, guarding the places, empowering the ritual sites. Demonic powers can be placed on ritual bones, objects. Objects can be brought in, and demonic powers can be raised and placed on those objects. And then those objects, they are taken to individuals that the coven and those desiring influence, they'll take them to individuals. It may be taken into a church, given to pastors or to an entire church, in order to bring influence, in the sense a bad influence, attack, sickness, problems. And sometimes these objects can be given in a large way to political areas and even in military. And so demonized objects can bring spiritually toxic effect and influence. It gives the demonic presence. It's like carrying it into someone's home or into someone's office or into a church. The fifth area would be to, the fourth would be to send the demons on a target. If they conjure the demons in ritual. If the demons are conjured and summoned and are there, then they're commanded or given the specifics, the charge. They may use pictures or whatever else, almost like the hounds of hell sent against pastors, against churches, against ministries, against radio stations. So we want to realize that when many believers talk about open doors, opening doors to the enemy, giving the enemy legal rights. Please understand, rituals done open the doors, and bring about the legalities and allow this to occur. So that's one of the reasons why people have asked me over the years, well, if they can conjure the demons and send them, what's the right? Well, the rituals. It's like in Revelation 16. The dragon, the beast, the false prophet, unleash. And again, this is the way that high-level satanic priests who've acquired demons, many demons over years and years. Like I'm saying tonight, the reasons to raise demons, number one, is to receive the demons in you. To receive the demons again and again and again and again. That you might have hundreds of them to be enhanced, to have powers, more power, more enhancements. Because if you, as a satanic priest, would release them, and we've seen this, out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the false prophet, and out of the mouth of the beast, well, that's how it occurs. And when it occurs that way, then you have clearly demons that are sent. Now, they may affect the targets. There might be vulnerable targets. You might be a believer and feel something and realize the Spirit of God gives you insight and you rebuke any kind of sense of oppression or attack coming your way. That's part of the issue of knowing the days you're living in. We've been saying now for years, the ramping up of the dark side of spirits manifest in sheer numbers is unprecedented. But the rituals that are being done are unprecedented, and the doorways opened up by the summoning of human sacrifice or rituals are unprecedented. And I'm going to say right now they're going to become more and more and more, because this is what helps fuel the satanic agenda. Without power, nothing can advance. They cannot influence. So the unequaled manifestation of satanic powers is what we're talking about when it comes to the days we are living in. These are the days of those unleashed dark powers. And we're looking in biblical prophetic scripture, Revelation 16, at where God gives us a picture of the future and what truly is going to be happening. Tonight, if you're listening, this is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net. The live show seems to be on right now. One of the streams was not working, so I'm glad to know that many of you are hearing the live show right now. And as we bring this live show, I am now going to give you the five elements concerning rituals being done. It is absolutely vital. If you're listening tonight, you may have had to go to one of the other streams, but I have put one on myself, and there are those saying, even at 6:27, we're not on. But at 6:30, I listened to one of the live streams, I think it was number 5, and we were on, so hopefully you're hearing. And again, if you ever come to the live shows on Monday through Friday and something goes wrong, we record them also ourselves and put them up. So we now have someone saying, praise God, you're coming through. So appreciate that, Karen, and thank you for listening. Again, welcome to everybody. The series this week is Dark Rituals, Dark Powers. We're dealing with tonight's topic is the powers of darkness coming through the ritual process. I mentioned five things real quick. In order for them to receive more powers, number two, in order for them to transfer powers, number three, in order for them to place demonic powers on objects, number four, in order to send the powers, the demons, on their targets against churches, pastors, so forth, enemies that they can, that they feel they have. And number five, as I've been told over the years, to simply send out the demons into the air of a region or of a city or of a township. They call it dirtying the air. You may feel in your town that the spiritual atmosphere is dirty, is dark, is ominous, is oppressive. And if you'll listen to part of the series that we're doing, get it off the website, shatterthedarkness.net free, and it will tell about, I give you about eight indicators whether or not satanic rituals are being done in your city. The question is whether you want to find out and whether you want to go after it. Question is, if you find out and begin to go after it, what are some of the procedures? And we're giving you those factors in that new series. We'll touch on some of those on these live shows and some tonight. But with the 30 or 28 minutes we have tonight left, let me say again that we're grateful to be here and glad that you're hearing things clearly. We're talking about ancient rituals, but also future, but also what's going on right now. Let me tell you how I sat out with a team Friday night in front of a house where in the basement rituals have been done for years. Where one room is painted red, all the furniture is black, the stench, whether it's of human remains or not, I don't know. Vast blood and other kinds of rituals have been done there again and again. And what is called a mother of darkness, a satanic priestess, still lives in the home. The influence from this coven goes from this area all the way into Pennsylvania. We have tracked individuals connected to the coven. The women who have practiced in white robes, kind of a goddess worship with young girls, always involving sex rituals, programming, splitting of the human core. We now have engaged some of the older individuals that were doing this with young little girls 30-some years ago. The individual victim that we have worked with over the years is one probably of another 13, 14, maybe 20, 30, 40 in the area. If you find one victim of satanic ritual abuse that came out of your area, in a psych ward, in a counseling center, in a local church, please realize if they tell you that it occurred in their area you're living in, then there's probably another dozen or maybe 50 or 100 others over the last 30 to 40, maybe even 50 years. And it always involves satanic rituals. They're going to receive the powers for themselves or transfer it, place it on objects, send it against targets, or send it up into the air, to dirty the air, to kind of give a cloud of influence over an area. How's your city? Do you feel oppression? Do you sense that it's dark? We gave indicators. It may be more than just some bad, violent issues going on in the city. It may be that thousands of satanic rituals have been done for years to bring manifestation right where you live. Do you have any idea of the level, the numbers, how vast this has become? It's time to look under the carpet. It's time to be like the spies of Israel to go in and see. It's time to ask God, as he did with Ezekiel in Ezekiel chapter 8, God, give us a supernatural hole, a breaking in to see what's going on in our cities. Let me give you five ways or places where satanic rituals are being done and have been done here in the United States at least for 50 or more years. Just for 50 or more years, noticing that they've doubled, tripled, quadrupled, and spread, and that more rituals are being done now than ever in the history of humanity. And it always involves the opening of the doors, giving rights to the demons to come through and manifest. Let me give you five right now. Get ready to mark them down. May God's presence and in the name of Jesus Christ, and again, acknowledging the blood of Jesus, the cross, and the authority, we pray that God will seal the time that we're talking, that you're listening, that God's grace will reach out to those that are caught in the satanic web, and that God's Spirit would speak to those who are believers in Christ, preparing them to do something about it in your area. May I ask you to please study well 2 Kings chapter 21, 22, 23. To realize that once the door is opened by leaders in your city, in your nation, whether Russians, Europeans, Germans, the Netherlands, wherever it may be, the Brits in Ireland, Canada, the United States, down in Australia, wherever you find satanic ritual abuse, as you back up, you're going to find some of the deepest, broadest, oldest satanic rituals that have increased in numbers by the hundreds of thousands. And I'll give that to you in just a few moments. Point number one, listen carefully. With dark rituals and dark powers, point number one, there has been and is an ongoing process, the recruiting and influencing of individuals by Luciferic elitists that know ritual power, that involve ritual priests and priestesses. Let me tell you right now that Bohemian Grove is one example of a high place where for years and years and years and years, somebody there has had the clout to invite presidents and senators and governors and the wealthy, media moguls, military generals, prime ministers, global leaders from around the world have sat there in California. While what they think is a cremation of care, a mock human sacrifice, and that's stupid enough to be a part of. Amazing that anybody would be a part of a mock human sacrifice. But the elitists know what they're doing. And all of those who understand on the left-hand path what rituals are all about, recruiting individuals to a party where light-level rituals are done. The OTO, the Black Sun Camp, and others in secret societies do this. Individuals are targeted, invited to parties, even when it comes to, well, young people that have been recruited to come to a party where free alcohol and drugs and sex is given. Young boy named Billy was taken to one of these parties, and in the midst of the party, Abigail, a priestess, came to him, cut his hand, wiped his blood in a book, and said, "You're now going to be part of this group." When you're being recruited to be a part of a group, it begins with light-level rituals. You're observed. You're watched. And rituals are done to send spirits on you, to influence you, to draw you in, to cause you to be willing. The ritual at Bohemian Grove is vast. It's a multinational level ritual. It is a ritual that summons demonic powers. The targeted audience is brought there on the site. Do you realize the site is highly demonized? Do you realize the site is territorially demonized? Do you realize the site has dark powers? Probably objects all around that have been planted in the ground on the building, symbols. Rituals or high places where demons have been summoned again and again and again and again and again. Take legalities, legal rights, and remain there. There in California, United States of America. You can find high places in Canada, other places across the United States, Palatine, Italy, in the Black Forest of Germany, all over the world. What needs to be done is, as we're going to say in the end here, massive prayer for the exposure of power centers like this. Now, one thing to know about the place, it's another thing to engage it. Pray for the destruction of the satanic powers. Pray for the destruction of all of the ritual working. Pray for the exposure of all of what's been done there. Every single high place will have multiple rituals. Thousands upon thousands have been done at Bohemian Grove. Thousands of victims, sex rituals and blood rituals and real human sacrifice. The powers that are summoned during that ritual done out in the woods, the demons summoned, you know who the targets are? Politicians and military men and women should listen. The targets are the politicians, the media moguls, the wealthy elite, and the military men and women that have been invited. They've been drawn right to the edge. They've been brought to a territorially controlled, owned, occupied high place. And there, the demonic presence is sent to target and influence and guide and be a pawn and lead with every kind, every ounce of ongoing satanic synchronicity. Once again, I'm going to tell you that biblical prophecy tells us clearly that the kind of ritual summoning of demons and sending them on targets, the primary targets would be military and political leaders. In Bohemian Grove, as with other places, I had a realtor invited to a very high society, very wealthy home here in this area. There in the midst of the drinks and all of the other things going on, eventually a small, light-level satanic ritual was being done. He was recruited and didn't know it. He was invited. They were seeking to bring influence to him as little Billy was being influenced to come and join a local coven of young people run by adults. For 50 or more years, the United States, deeply vast in Europe, massive dark rituals, ritual books that do not have leather for their cover but human skin, blood in the ink, the reciting of ancient or twilight language, the summoning of demons by name, by blood, by ritual order, by precision. They want to receive the powers themselves. They want to transfer the powers. They want to place the powers on objects to be used. They want to send those powers to influence government and military or against their enemies, pastors and churches. And they want to send those powers into the air to bring a spiritual manifest superiority. If you will look at the series we have on the web, I give you 8 indicators whether or not these kind of satanic rituals are being done in your locality. It is, yes, there is an agenda behind all of what we're doing right now. That is for thousands upon thousands of believers to be aware, but awareness is not enough. Let me ask you if you've ever read in Timothy chapter 2 where the Spirit of God says that with urgency, first of all, prayers, intercession, massive prayer should be done for those in authority. For those in authority. When local churches spend 38 seconds of prayer on a Sunday morning, it's an indicator that the dark side has suppressed the obedience and the manifest power of God through the church. If we believe that prayer is powerful, why only 38 seconds on a Sunday morning gathering? If we believe that power is released in prayer and that prayer brings massive miraculous answers, why is there only a minute or two of prayer in many believers' lives? Not being obedient to the Word of God in Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 down. It's a demonstration of our lack of obedience. It's a demonstration of our spiritual condition. It may be an indicator of the dark side having suppressed the body of Christ or believers for a time. It's clearly an indicator that we are not obedient to the expressed will of God. What if there were 30 and 40 minutes of prayer by hundreds and hundreds of believers gathered together, unleashing a rage of prayer for their city, the salvation of their city, salvation of souls, salvation of their sons and daughters? What if there was a praying of God, for God's power to strike the city and come on the city? Look at Acts chapter 4. Look at the reality of what occurred. Such power of God was released on the people of God in their prayer power that it shook the manifest prayer power of God, shook the building. What if we prayed and used the authority of Christ in our local cities against the satanic rituals being done, against the high places, against the manifest presence of darkness around? The laws of engagement are real. If we shut up, nothing occurs. If they shut up, nothing occurs. They know they cannot release more and more and more and more power without doing more and more and more rituals. Do you understand why the Word of God says pray without ceasing? The Word of God expresses instruction and urgency on the church's priority of prayer. Number one, the recruiting. Two, high places and ritual areas by Satanists, Luciferians, and the elite to conjure powers and then, by an incremental approach, step by step, phase by phase, level by level, draw individuals in. They want to influence. They want to guide minds and hearts. This is beyond the mechanics of voice to skull. This is demonic to skull, demonic to heart, demonic to mind influence. Number two tonight. Number two. The hidden rituals that are done in churches, the hidden rituals that are done in the Vatican, the hidden rituals that are purposely done, as we've said in the series and said over the years, along with the rise of satanic ritual abuse, is the rise of those who've been trained to infiltrate the body of Christ. This is nothing new to the satanic cause, as Satan himself entered into the Last Supper, asking permission to sift the early disciples and beat them down. This is nothing new when you read Acts chapter 5, when Satan sought, through the lies of Ananias and Sapphira, to fill their hearts and sneak in through them into the early church. Infiltration is a major part of the methodology and the agenda that Satan has. Secretive, under the carpet, and then placed inside churches are individuals that can masquerade as a believer, but inside of them, subpersonalities, what we've called the coven within, usually linked to a coven without, If you've got an individual that has infiltrated your church, it's probably because a coven has already visited, already plotted, already been doing rituals targeting your pastor, targeting your church, and then sent an individual in that inwardly is loaded with demonic powers, giving gifts, objects that have been demonized. When they stand in the worship service and everybody's praising the Lord, they're praising the Lord, but they mean Satan. When they've worked their way in, and they will work their way in, and obtain keys, they want to be the janitor. They want access into the building. Late night, when a van comes by and drops off 10, 12 individuals, and they're brought into the church. And up until 3 a.m. in the morning, satanic rituals can be done. They love to do it. It's a glory to them. It's a victory to them. They've been caught. We've caught them. Law enforcement locally caught them in one local church. Here, we've engaged the individuals. Individuals listening right now, and I would say Satanists, undergrounders, sub-personalities that are priestesses, highly trained in infiltration. You know what I'm talking about. We've written deeply on this in the book, The Black Awakening, and it is my contention that thousands upon thousands of churches have been targeted, infiltrated, and there are placed inside infiltrators connected to outside covens, synchronizing at sometimes testing the power of the church, but constantly unleashing what some have called blitzkrieg or lightning warfare. They believe in attrition to continue to do these rituals, unleash powers, bring down pastors, divide churches. I've given indicators, and there'll be 1 hour session coming up that deals just with how do you know, how do you spot, how do you sense, how do you locate a highly trained, highly empowered, highly masqueraded infiltrator who has been releasing demonic agenda inside the church. And I've already said the Catholic Church has been highly infiltrated, vastly infiltrated, along with Malachi Martin and other priests. More and more are aware that Vatican City, the Vatican, St. Paul, St. Peter's, there is without question deep, dark, luciferic, those absolutely committed to whom they believe will come and rule the world. Number 3, satanic rituals are being done in woods, caves, basements, homes, anywhere they can find a place. I've been with individuals that have, well, looked at, searched, and recognized places that would be good for ritual. We have found those places. We've been to many of them. Many of those places have powers all over them, dark powers that have been summoned, territorial presence. You can find that these kind of satanic rituals have been done on military bases, staging centers, places to conjure powers, to re-empower, to purify, see, the satanic luciferic blood in the committed servants of Satan, in chosen ones. Fourthly, let me mention this. The numbers of satanic rituals are absolutely astounding. If you take one individual, a satanic, ritually abused individual, where they purposely split their personality and created sub-personalities and demonized those personalities and put in programming and triggers and all that's done. We don't have time to go into it here. Some estimate 2 million, some 5. Some have estimated up to 10 million cases. Most of it is tracked back to the early 50s. Though it was done in Germany, Lebensborn, Life Source, the creation of Aryan babies for a master race. Every single richly abused individual, by the time they're 13 alone, have gone through a few thousand rituals. Year after year, 50, 60, 70, 1,000, 2,000, in one SRA, satanic ritually abused individual. One, in most cities, and I've found in most cities, every psych ward has victims. Counselors are dealing with this kind of victimization in churches, in centers everywhere in the United States, Canada, Australia, Europe, all over. Where'd they come from? Who's done all this? And all the rituals for 50 years or more. When you add the numbers, you're now talking millions. Millions of rituals that involved blood, that involved the conjuring of spirits, that involved the reception, acquiring of powers, transference of powers, placing the powers on objects, sending the powers on their hated targets, and putting it in the air. The numbers this year would be in the millions. Tomorrow night we're going to look at Jack Parsons and the rituals done there, and the possibility of the influence in JPL, NASA, NSA, CIA. Maybe also in your local areas. If you want to do anything at all about this, listen. Number five, we're going to talk about the Amalantra working. We're going to talk about some of the deep rituals. Tuesday night at 7. If you're a believer in Christ, one of the things is offering yourself to become a massive prayer warrior. To simply set yourself out and say, God, I want to learn everything I can about prayer. I want to be empowered in prayer. I want to stand on the promises of God. Ask, you'll receive, seek, you'll find, knock, the door will be open. I want to be one of those believers who knows what it is to have the power of God unleashed in me and through me. I want to be a prayer warrior, and I want to be able to thunder prayers in my city for the salvation of souls, for the power of God to strike, and against, by the authority of Christ, trampling on the dark powers in the air at rituals. You want to be a part? Tune in tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Take a look at shadowthedarkness.net on the web. Look at the series coming out. If you don't know Jesus Christ, we urge you to come to Christ now. Let us know about it. Blessings to you in the name of Jesus Christ. This is Russ Dizdar. Good night.